Hey friend, welcome back to Jesus and Coffee. Today I want to share a little bit of a piece of my journey with you because I think it's important not just to share it, but also as a reminder to myself. So back in January of 2020, I had a dream, and that dream led to sign after sign that encouraged me to quit my job. It was a sign from God to go ahead and let it go. And then when I didn't believe that I needed to let it go, or I wanted God to confirm over and over again, he continued to show me in ways that were painful that it was time for me to release that. So in February, I quit my job, and I thought that by honoring what God was telling me to do and walking away from that job, that he would replace it with something better. And by better, I thought that meant a better job, right? Increase financially, a bigger radio market. Just, I assumed that it would lead to what the world thought was greater, right? Well, by March, COVID came and it threw everything upside down for everyone, of course, but definitely for me, because I was expecting God to do a thing and it did not work out the way that I thought it would. By that next year, I had followed God's voice to Atlanta and was living in that area delivering newspapers. That was my overnight job. And then during the day, I worked for a swimwear company that had me DMing social media influencers, trying to influence them to negotiate a deal where they would wear that swimwear's brand in exchange for a lot of money. I share all that to say it was a year of suffering, and it did not look like what I thought it would be when God said, hey, let this go. In fact, it almost broke me. It was a little over a year later. I was in such a tough space mentally, and I was just ready to throw it all away. And just when I was at my wit's end, I'm crying in a church parking lot, screaming out to God that, you know, I feel like I had done everything the way he wanted me to, and things were still not working out for me. And I needed him to show up and show me he was there. And then it started snowing. And by then, you know, I'm convinced that I may very well be losing my mind entirely. So I Googled, is it snowing near me? And it said there was a 0% chance of precipitation. Well, at that point, I went home because now I'm scared. But I share that with you to say that God showed up in the middle of that storm, quote unquote, of my life with a storm to remind me not only who I am, but who he is. 2 months later, better showed up. The job I have today resembles all of the checks and balances that were required in the jobs I despised. Since my relationship with God began, I was afforded so much grace, and he's given me so much favor. And favor had me skipping so many steps that I was almost offended when I had to endure something again. I felt like in my childhood and my young adulthood, I had been through so much that now that I was walking with God, I should never have to experience tough times again. And when I had to go into another valley, I felt like I was alone. Like God had left my side. Like, God, I honored everything you wanted me to do, and this is where I'm at. But what I had to realize is that every level will require a different version of us. And some versions we only obtain as a result of being refined and conditioned. And you know, just like when you're working out in the gym, that treadmill, those weights, all of that stuff is tough, but it gets easier as you go on. See, when God told me to walk away from that job, my answer was yes. When God told me to move to Atlanta, my answer was yes. When his answer was wait, my answer was still yes. And because I continued to show up with my yes, even through tears, even through screaming, even through small adult temper tantrums, that obedience has paid off. Not in my time, but in his. And everything that I lost, he's given me back and then some. Everything that I released, he's replaced with better. Not just because of the work I've done, but because of the faith I had. My decision to trust him even when it didn't look good. My decision to stand on his word even when conditions didn't look favorable. See, often and especially in the storms, it can feel like God has left us. It reminds me of a movie I watched. You ever seen the movie Ray? In that movie, Ray Charles, of course, has a problem with his vision. And there was one part in the movie where Ray was screaming out to his mother, and his mother was watching him suffer so that he could learn to rely on his own senses and his own strength so he could begin to trust what he was equipped with, no matter what he didn't have. And I feel like sometimes God does that same thing to us. God is trying to better equip us to use what he's already given us. He's trying to make us strong in the gifts and talents and all of those things that make us us in this world. And sometimes that means he'll be quiet. But what's Smokey saying Friday? When we learn, he gonna talk again. So I just wanted to share that with you today, man. Sometimes when you are listening and being obedient to what God has you to do, you often think that the reward is immediate. That, okay, if God tells me to put this down, then I'm about to pick up something bigger, better, and beyond, you know, my prayers. And although that may be true, God's time is not our time. So if you're praying for financial increase and God says, okay, well, I need you to leave where you are so you can begin to walk in the path I have for you. Sometimes that walk may mean not getting that new car, downsizing that house, learning to budget effectively, not eating out so much, saying no to Klarna and Afterpay and all those things that end up hitting your check before you do. Come on. Or if you're praying for a spouse, well, God might want you to go ahead and get up from under the people that you know aren't that. If you're praying for patience, you might need to stop running away every time things get challenging. You got to change your perspective on the seasons that you're in and understand that anything that's happening to you is also happening for you when you're a child of God. Give it a little more time, friend. It's all working in your favor. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for allowing us to meet once again, Lord. We know that when two or more gather, you are there also. So we know you are in the midst of this podcast every time. Thank you for allowing us, Lord, a sound mind, emotional wellness. Thank you for giving us a shift in mindset to allow us to understand that you are a good, good Father. And that even when things don't look or feel good, they're still good because you're involved in them. Lord, and that every time we are obedient, every time we sacrifice, every time we align our will with your way, we are walking in the way that we are supposed to, Lord. And we end up in the exact destination you have laid out for us. So I just thank you that you are clarifying things in this season, Lord, that you are bringing us people that help us to be more like you. Lord, that you are aligning us with kingdom-minded individuals, Lord, that everything we stand in need of, we've already got access to, Lord. Keep us conditioned in a way where we can still the noise so that we can adjust to be able to verify what those things are. Lord, we thank you for all the growth you are doing in us. We thank you for the conditioning you are doing to our family and friends. Lord, I thank you for connections that are being severed, and I thank you for replacements that are on their way in. Lord, thank you for everything you have done for us up until this moment, and we praise you in advance for all that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next time, friend.